Listening part A. You hear a physiotherapist talking to a patient called Ryan Henderson. For questions 13 to 24, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
Ryan Henderson, please come in and take a seat. My name's Kathy. I understand from your GP that you've got a problem with your knee.
Hi, yeah, that's right. It's the left knee, just below the kneecap. I first noticed it about 4 weeks ago when I'd go for a run. I'd get this sort of niggling pain which would get increasingly worse. It's gotten to the point now where sometimes I even have to cut my run short.
I see.
Going from a sitting to a standing position, or when I'm sitting at a desk with my knee bent, that's when it's the worst. I really feel it then. It isn't very sore at the moment, but it seems to get worse as the day goes on. It doesn't wake me up when I'm sleeping or anything. It seems to go away during the night. I suppose that's why it feels better in the morning.
And what about any accidents that may have contributed to the issue?
Well, I cut my left knee pretty badly climbing over a concrete wall when I was younger, but that was 15 years ago or more. So I don't think that'd have anything to do with this. It gave me this pretty crazy scar though.
Right, okay.
Other than that, I've just had your typical sorts of injuries. I broke the little toe on my left foot playing football when I was about 10. Ever since then, I've had to wear shoes a size larger. Then when I was about 25, I twisted my right ankle playing squash and actually broke the small bone, the fibula. But it's been fine. Haven't had any problems with it since. Then just last year, I broke the little finger on my right hand playing touch football. Totally unexpected, that was. And I almost forgot. I got this bursitis in my left hip.
When was that?
Last year. I saw one of your colleagues, actually, for some physio treatment, and they said to take a break from running, which I did for 6 months. I started doing yoga a couple of times a week, and I did a lot of stretching. It seemed to help, so I was able to start running again after Christmas.
But it's better now?
Yep. No pain in the hip. Now it's just the darn knee that's giving me grief.
Yes, well, I'll get you to stand for me and put your full weight on your left leg. Tell me, how does that feel? Any pain or discomfort?
Yes, I can feel it is a bit niggly just at the front of the kneecap, and I do feel a bit of pain.
And if you do a little half squat, bend your knees and come back up, what's that like?
Yeah, I can feel a bit of pain in both knees, actually. More in my left knee, like a sharp pain. But there's definitely a little ache in that right knee now as well. I'll just try standing on my left leg again and see what that's like. Ow! That really hurts.
It's a lot worse then.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm just going to test out the muscle strength. I want you to push your right leg out against me as hard as you can go.
Yep, okay. It's hard to do with my left leg, though. Like it's weaker or something? Like I can't get enough power through it. That's really strange. I hadn't realised it was that weak before.
Well, Ryan, I think I know what's going on in your knee. It appears your kneecap is a little bit out of alignment.
Wow. Okay. And how does that happen?
It can occur because the ligament, which we call the iliotibial band, it's gotten a bit too tight on the outside of your thigh. And in your case, I can also see that there is some minor swelling at the outside of your left knee, which means there's some underlying inflammation there.